Maybe it's just my Sunday, but boy, God's presence has been strong today. And so I think it does work that way sometimes where some people feel it. Other times it'll be a situation where everybody feels God's presence in a strong way. We continue as a church to, I try hard to do God's sermons every Sunday, what He wants me to talk about. And we have a worship team that meets faithfully to practice, but also tries hard in finding God's will on the music. And that's critical too. When we find God's will, things come together and you will feel God's presence even more in your life. So for us today, we're continuing this two-part series on Bible reading plans and resources. Originally, I was going to try to do it all in one Sunday, and boy, that would have been a mistake. And so, because I ended up talking, I think, 45, 50 minutes last week. And that was just on part one. But this is crucial stuff. We have to hear God. And you have to hear God or you're going to make mistakes. I'm telling you, you're going to make mistakes. You're not going to think right. You're not going to do things right. You may have a lot of understanding about God, but you have to hear God. And it doesn't take much at all for Satan to get us off target. And that Bible reading, even if it's a short time, I mean, even if you have motivation problems, first of all, I would ask that you just pray a prayer. Father, I have motivation problems in reading the Bible. And would you help motivate me? All right, start with that. And then number two, designate a tiny bit of time. 5 minutes. I will give God 5 minutes. And then what you're going to find is, and stick with that. Don't let anything interfere. And then you're going to find that's going to grow on you. But you got to start somewhere. And so I encourage you to do that. But the title to today is Bible Readings, Plans and Resources, and we're at part two, and let's pray. Father, I ask that you will fill me with your spirit for this task. I know this is what I was supposed to teach about, and just accomplish your will and your purposes through this. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, the importance of reading the Bible. I'm going to do a fast review. It's on your page one, only that page. But this is real quickly what we did last week. And it was so much more detailed than what I'm going to go over right now. But we started with talking about the importance of reading the Bible. And we looked at five things. God guides us often by leading us to certain Bible verses. I can't even begin to tell you how many times God has led me to the perfect verse at the perfect time. Now, I will tell you, because I don't want to, lead you in a false way. I have had times I've read the Bible and didn't get anything. And don't get startled by that, but most of the time, God will guide me to just the right encouragement that I need and to certain verses. Well, if you're never reading the Bible, you're not going to get that. You're going to miss out on that. Number two, God gives us promises. Now, promises is a little bit different than God just guiding us to regular verses. He'll give us certain Bible verses that are promises verses. And so maybe we're going through something in particular and we'll read this and we'll go, wow. That is exactly what I needed to hear today. Number three, while Bible reading, God will remind us of things that maybe we've forgotten about. For example, I used the illustration last week that maybe we came across Genesis chapter 40 through 50. I think it's actually 37 through 50 on the life of Joseph. Maybe that's where the Bible fell. And maybe we've got somebody that's been really a pain in our life. And then we'll start reading about Joseph and we'll go, ooh, I forgot about that. Joseph had it worse than what I'm going through right now. And look, he never even blamed God. He just continued to serve. And that's one of the things God will do for you. Number four, sometimes Bible reading will remind us, we'll come across verses where maybe before we came across those verses, we were beginning to value someone, something, or maybe even including earthly possessions more than we were valuing God. And you'll come across verses, and it's almost like the slap you in the face kind of thing and say, you're getting off track, but you're not going to get that if you're not reading the Bible. You're going to miss those things that God wanted to show you. So one of the things I mentioned to you last week is that by going through things now and learning how to handle them. So let's say you're going through a real difficult situation. You have a lot of maybe anxiety over something. And then you begin to study to find answers from God. So you just put a little extra effort in. That stuff is going to be what you're going to do someday when life gets worse. Practicing it now, finding answers now, is what's going to help you in the future when things get bad. Things are going to get bad. I told you that last week. I'm not a preacher that tells you serve God and everything will be wonderful. Serve God and you're going to go through some trying times. But hey, here's the point. Do you want to go through the trying times with God's help, or you want to go through it on your own? Yeah, because you're going to have trying times regardless. I think you'll have less trying times you serve God, but you're going to have them regardless. And so now's the time to do the searching. And then let's say, God begins to, like with me, when it's been probably, what's it been, 2 years ago, a year ago, something like that, I did a whole series on anxiety because I was going through some trip anxiety and heading up out of town to St. Louis and stuff. And that had come back on me from years ago, just out of the blue, came back on me. And God had me get into Scripture, and He had me study every Bible verse that had the word fear in it, that had anxiety in it. And I studied every one. I took notes. I read clearly on those topics until I had a breakthrough on that. Well, that lays the foundation for some time in the future when things are worse. What are you going to do when you lose your spouse someday? What are you going to do if you lost a child? How are you going to handle that? Well, now, the stuff you're doing now is the preparation for then. And why do you have to do it now? Because your mind is not exactly right when you go through something devastating. You can't think right. And so you'll remember back, back when I went through such and such, I got really into the Word and God started talking to me and telling me how I'm going to deal with this. And so that's why now's the time to be doing this stuff. Don't blow this stuff off. Well, nothing's going wrong for me right now. I don't need to really read. Oh, yeah, you do. And then when those little anxieties come up or whatever you're frustrated with, then do some searching with God for answers. That's going to lay the foundation. We also talked about Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's how you're going to grow, is reading the word. And then we looked at Psalm 119, which is the longest chapter in the Bible. And the whole entire chapter is about reading the Bible, basically applying the Bible to your life. Longest chapter in the Bible. That's what it's about. And so we looked at quite a few verses there. Number five, sometimes as we read the Bible, God will lead us to read something that's going to happen to us later today. If not today, tomorrow. And you, if you did not read, you missed that warning. But if you read every day, you'll go, I wonder why I read that. And then 4 hours later, you find out why you read that. And then now you're handling the situation in a correct way. BPQC is some acronym. Is that what we determined that that is? Thank you, Jeannie, for that. But anyway, that's a acronym that I put together called B for Bible time, P for prayer time, Q for quiet time. That's where you're hearing God talk to you. And then C for church. And all four of those things will help you in your life. You need all four of those. And then we talked about journaling Bibles. That they make quite a few. That's kind of the newest concept in Bibles. And even though, I didn't grab it today, but even though the old Bibles didn't have any gaps at all on the sides. It was all occupied by verses. Well, a journaling Bible, thank you, Lee, for putting that up, is you can see the gaps on the left side there and where someone has wrote notes. So not only are you outlining or putting underlining certain verses that jump at you, you can write your notes on. That's what a journaling Bible is. And we talked about those last week. Talked about various study Bibles last week. And then a new type of study Bible that I talked about last week. And then we talked about Bible note journals. And so if you don't want to spend the money going buying a whole new Bible, just get you a journal. And I actually advertise Ross Dress for Less. And yeah, I actually advertised that last week for them. So they need to send me a card in the mail. Say, thank you, Pastor Mike. But hey, they got a whole section with spiral notebooks. And they have usually some kind of godly scripture on the outside. It's really cool. Like $5. And so if you don't want to buy a whole new Bible, then go get you one of those and write down your thoughts. You know, I read this today and these thoughts came to me. All right. So, and then we talked about Bible translations, mainly kind of pushed five different Bible translations last week. All right. So today, here's what we're going to do. We're going to look at five Bible reading plans. And then I'm going to talk to you about the YouVersion Bible app. And Dick Sheets talked to me about that after church last Sunday. And I went ahead and adjusted my notes because I kind of knew what I was going to talk about. Not totally today, but I added it to it because I thought what he had to say was really good. And then number five, devotional books. We'll talk just a little bit about that. Number six, topical Bible studies. And I want to spend some time on that because you want to grow a lot this next year. You do topical Bible studies for the whole year. And you'll be amazed at the end of a year how much you grew. So we'll talk about that and then I'll kind of summarize the whole thing. So, all right. So here we go. Five Bible reading plans plus YouVersion's Bible app. So plan number one, read the Bible from beginning to end. All of the Old Testament first, then all of the New Testament. You talk about a chore. That would be a chore. And, because once you get into parts of Leviticus, Leviticus means law, and a lot of it gets into laws that we don't have to do anymore. And so you're going to get bogged down during that time, and other parts are still good of it. But, that's one style. If you want to do it that way, I think that's the way Mom did it. She did it about, 2-3 years ago, read the whole Bible. She had never done that before. And, next one, plan two, read some of the Old Testament one day and some of the New Testament the next day. And I did that when I was at college. And, I didn't have a plan that I could use. I just found that if I read about two chapters of the Old Testament and one chapter of the New, I kind of was pacing it just about right. And, so that's the plan I did and it was fine. So that way, if you get bogged down in the Old Testament, you always got something great in the New Testament as well. So, it kind of keeps your interest going real good. All right. So plan number three is read a different, category of the Bible each of the 7 days a week. Now the Bible is not written in order as it occurred. It's written by categories. And so with this one, you would take, and it's on your sheets there, like the epistles. The epistles were written either by Paul, Peter, or John. Most of them were written by those three. And so you would read a little bit of Romans one day, kind of write down where you stop. And then the next day, you read some of the law books, which are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And then kind of mark, you're going to have to mark these things unless you downloaded it. And I put on your sheets, that link actually came out that long. But I'll tell you, I found this. If you go to www.bible-reading.com, bible-reading.com, you'll find that real long link. And it's one of the plans in there. So I didn't know any other way of putting it down. Lee Williams probably could have told me, Mike, just do it this way. But I did what I knew on that one. So those of you that I emailed you a copy of today's notes, you can click right on there because it'll show up in your email. And you click right on there and it'll show you this reading plan if you want to download it. All right, so history, Joshua, Judges, Ruth. So you'd read a little bit of that every day. You read a little bit of Psalms every day. Well, actually, each day if you want to. If you want to do day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, poetry, day six, the prophetic books, and then eventually day seven, the Gospels. So those are the ones that that would come up that way. Now I have, let's see, this handout sheet here, I only ran off eight of these, and but they're a one-page sheet, and we have a copy machine downstairs, so if we run out of these today, but that's that plan. That's plan number three, and it has little boxes that you could check off as you read the different things each day. So they'll be up here. If we run out of them, holler at me, and we'll go downstairs and we'll run off some more copies of that one. All right. Let's go to plan number four. Plan number four, I love plan four. It's a reading from the Old Testament, a reading from the New Testament, a reading from Psalms, and you'll end up reading Psalms twice, and then a reading from Proverbs. So a little bit of each one of those. And I put an example on your handout sheet. You can see like January 1st. And you can see the different ones. Now I have 16 of those up here. And it'll carry you all the way through the Bible. So if you have interest in that. Lee Williams brought some of these that have the study of how to go through the Bible through chronological or whatever. And so those are up here, but those handout sheets are up here as well. All right, so let's talk a little bit about chronological reading of the Bible, plan five. The 66 books of the Bible are not in order. Can you go downstairs or wherever, whoever's talking loud, and because it's carrying all the way up into the sanctuary. The 66 books of the Bible are listed by categories, and so the chronological study would, can you imagine the work this would have been for somebody to take all the Bible verses and put them in order as they occurred? So it really is interesting to read that way. So there's guides that'll guide you to read these verses this day, and then you can mark off when you read those particular verses or whatever. So anyway, that's chronological study. So here's some books that you can actually buy, and I put down Amazon type of prices on here for you. But the ESV Chronological Bible is about $30, and it has it all there for you. All you gotta do is follow each day. The 1 year chronological Bible, and that's what Lee Williams has here. This one, I believe that's one of his that he was showing what it looked like. And so it just follow along each day. And anyway, we'll get to the others in a moment. The second one, the 1 year chronological Bible. Third one, study guide for the 1 year chronological Bible. It's available for about $35. It comes in two books. Then there's the 1 year Bible journal. It's only $16. And then number five, if you want a free guide, you say, well, Mike, I don't have money for all this stuff. Then download the app called YouVersion. YouVersion is free. So I think, was it a church? It seemed like there was a church that put that together. But somebody decided they wanted to help people read the Bible, and for free they did this. And so you can download it. It's got different translations of the Bible built in. But it's also got, if you'll download it and then look at Bible reading plans and click on that. And then I think there's at least two Bible reading plans in there. And I think one of them is the one-year chronological Bible, I think, is in there. It's already in there for you. So if you want to use that. Okay, so number 6, 7, and 8 on chronological studies, all are study Bible chronological studies. In other words, as you're going through the Bible verses in order as they occurred in the Bible throughout the whole year you're working on this, you have study notes in there that you can read. So it's not just reading the verses, it's looking at study notes with it. So 1 year chronological study Bible is one that does that, and it's available in at least 3 Bible translations. The next one, chronological study Bible, and that's available in 2 translations, about $25. Chronological life application study Bible, and it has great notes in it, and it's available originally in the New Living Translation. I don't know if they've ever developed that one in other translations. I'm not sure that they have. All right, so let me give you some suggestions about one-year plans. If you want to read the Bible through in 1 year, go for it. You think that you have the time and you can do that, then do it. That's great. But most of us have things that happen. Now you gotta be careful, because you go skipping Bible devotions, it's easy to skip it 2 days and then 3 days and then you're not doing it at all. So you gotta be careful of that stuff. But if you skip a day because something big came up in your family, guess what you gotta do tomorrow? Twice as much. And then you find yourself just hurrying through the Bible so I could say I read it all in 1 year. And I'm gonna urge you not to do that. I'm gonna urge you to just read at your pace, stay on course as best you can, and if you get behind so many days, who cares? You know, you're at least doing it. And so that's what I would urge you to do, is do it that way as far as your 1 year plan. If it lasts a year and a half, if it lasts 2 years, whatever. The importance of reading the Bible is to take verses and apply it to your life. Not just to read. Now, if you just read the Bible, you'll know information that occurred in the Bible. But if you read and apply the Bible, like ask yourself, well, how would I relate to that? Then you're going to get a lot out of your Bible reading. Hurrying, you will not. If you're hurrying, you will not be saying to yourself, well, what can I learn from that? Because you're in a hurry. And so just don't be in a hurry. Just go at your pace. Mark it off some way. The 2 handout sheets that I have today isn't necessarily the best. You pick whatever you feel God pulling you to do. But figure out some way of keeping track where you stopped yesterday. And then be able to write some notes as well. All right, so hurrying's not going to help you. You need to spend time on those verses. And an example of that, I put this in your notes, for example, the story of the disciples in a boat, and big waves came and they were about to sink and thought they were going to die, and then suddenly Jesus appears on the water. Well, there's a lot in that little passage. You know, so if you're in a hurry, you'll remember, yeah, Jesus one time walked on the water. It's really cool. Or you could apply it to your life and go, when I'm really troubled and fearful in life and think all is going to end, there's Christ. He surprised me and there he was. And see the difference between just reading in a hurry and reading to try to apply something to you. You want to apply. All right. So let's go to devotionals. I am not the typical devotional reader. I have gone through series of times where I read devotionals. And when I was going through some anxiety issues a couple years ago, God led me to this one particular devotional, which was perfect. I mean, it seemed like every day it related to what I was frustrated with in life and trying to get over. But then I found later on, when I broke through, and I started reading the devotional, it went dead on me. And I was getting nothing out of it. And I thought, oh, there was two different writers that wrote this devotional. And I thought, I wonder if the one was spirit-led and the other one just kind of wrote what, oh, I think this is a good idea. Because I got nothing out of it, and I finally put the devotional down. But there for a while, it was hitting home every single day. But I'm not a big devotional writer. I did purchase the Experiencing God Day by Day devotional. It's available in a little tiny book form, and it's got just outstanding thoughts. It's the book, it's the devotional version of the book that we're going to cover in Sunday school starting probably be the first Sunday of February is what we'll probably end up doing. But I've gotten a lot out of that. Each page, and they're not very long, but just a short little one page, sometimes two. And Henry Blackaby just had some incredible thoughts. So I have it in book form, and I also downloaded on Kindle. Now, are you all familiar with Kindle? Kindle is on, just go on Amazon, and you don't have to have a special tablet. It can download right on your phone, and you can buy the book and have it instantly on your phone. So I went ahead and put that devotional, it wasn't that expensive, and put it on my phone where I can read it there. In case I'm out of town or something and want to read one of those. Here's what I believe devotionals do. They help us when our schedule is chaotic and a quick devotional lesson, you know, is helpful to you that day. At least you're getting something. That's what I feel like they're good for. Number two, they provide an encouraging thought a lot of times right when we need it. So that's good as well. And then number three on your next page, sometimes it just gives us a good challenge on how we should live. So there are short thoughts, that, you know, are still all pretty good. So has anybody had just tremendous success with devotional books? Okay, one. Anybody else? Two, three, four, five. Okay. And, you just need to find which one God wants you to read, because if you would do that, if you will let God lead you, and I call it the thumb through method, and just like you're in a store and you just kind of open it up and just look at that page and I ain't getting anything there. And look over at this page. Whoa. And if you have several woes, you need to buy that devotional. That's how you do it. Yeah, the woe method. And so, not the woe is me method, but the woe, W-O-A-H, I think it is. But that's how you know. And if it's dead, three or four times, put that book back down. You're about to waste your money. So that's how you can find if you're wanting to go the devotional route. Okay, so doing, topical studies. No doubt. In my mind, reading through all the way through the Bible will help you a lot. And that's great. But topical studies will cause you to look real intense at a particular topic. So the topics can be, like I did a whole study on peace. I looked up all the Bible verses on peace. And that's what God had me do when I was going through the anxiety issues. And he had me, I just felt impression, do this. And so I did. And then a lot of those verses jumped out at me. And so I got out my phone and had my little color notes is the name of the application I use on my phone. I like it because when I type in the color notes, it automatically goes to my tablet, same app, and records the same thing. So whatever I type on the phone goes straight to my app. As soon as I hit save, both of them have it. And I like the fact that I don't have to retype it. So that's called Color Note app. But anyway, so I have a whole file on here on my phone under Color Note app called Peace. FAV, Favorite Bible Verses, Peace. That's how I categorized it. And so I did that. I did fear during that same study. In the past, I've thoroughly studied every Bible verse I could find with the word humble or humility in it. And I compiled that. And I did a full, like a 4-month Sunday school class on humility versus pride. Unbelievable what I learned during that time. But God also led me to a certain book during that time by a Catholic priest that was just fabulous, Humility of Heart. And so I bought that as well and was getting the insights from that. Unbelievable the things I learned. So if you're going to do humility or humble, you got to do the opposite, which is pride. So you look up all the verses that have pride or prideful or something like that in it. And you create a category with that. So each day you're doing those studies. Now, say, well, Mike, how do you do that? Well, there's two ways you can do it. You can do it kind of the harder way. You buy a Bible concordance. And if you get Strong's Bible concordance, it's massive. It's about that wide, about that big, about that thick. You could use it to kill bad guys that break in your house. You know, just hit them with the Bible concordance and you'll wipe them out. And but anyway, I mean, it is a big book. You wouldn't want to carry that to church. You know, you need to massage my side. It is a big book, but it has every single Bible verse that has peace in it or whatever study you're doing. Everyone will be in there. And so you can begin to put together your study if you want to do it that way. I'll tell you the easiest way to do it, really. It's free. Type in the words on your computer, online. Just type in Bible verses about peace. Now, people have done the work for you. So what's going to pop up is all these things on peace where somebody has studied it. And they're quoting. If you look in there, pull them up, and they're quoting all these Bible verses right there for you. And so I do, when I use that method, I do 3 or 4 different people to see if they missed a verse, somebody else got a better verse or whatever. And then I compile those together. Now, the nice thing about computer is you copy, paste, drop it, you know, into your note file, and now you're saving a lot of time just by copying it and then dropping it into your note file and putting together your whole file. So the idea is you are developing your own categories. So in the future, let's say you go through something anxiety-wise, okay? And then you remember, well, you know what? I did that study on peace. Well, peace kills anxiety, people. That's why God led me that way. Peace will kill anxiety. Now, one of the fruits of the Spirit is peace. So you got it available to you. What Satan wants to do is one of two things. He wants you to get you to sin so that you at least temporarily slow down that fruit of the Spirit. Or he wants you to just allow anxiety to start messing with your head to the point that you lose your peace because you allowed that to happen. So you go into your little file, you pull it up, and you go, oh, yes. Yeah, I remember that verse. Ooh, that's a good one. And then you're going all the way through there. See what you accomplished in a year. So pick out whatever topics God gives you. Start taking the notes on it. Figure out a place to put those verses. Don't just do the study and you never wrote the verses down or put them anywhere. How's that going to help you toward the future? It needs to help you now and the future. So topical studies, I'm telling you, if you've never done it, just determine that this year I'm going to spend whatever God lays on your heart. Let's say he lays the first 6 months, I want you to do topical studies. And I talked about it a little bit with Lori heard me say it, and she said, I've already got topics I want to study over the course of the next year. Great, great. That's you're going to look back, and you're going to go, whoa, did I ever learn some stuff. So anyway, that's the doing topical studies avenue if you want to do that. So whatever it takes to read the Bible, that's what you need to do. Whether it be just you want to use the thumb through method. Now, if you do the yearly method, you're going to be on course to read certain verses each day. Well, the only problem with that is you're not, if you're struggling with something, you're not giving God the chance to maybe show you something different for right now. So if you're going to use the go through the Bible in a year plan or something like that, just realize if you're struggling with something, do the thumb through method. Just kind of thumb through and see if anything kind of jumps out at you. And, right there. And so that you may need to couple that together with your 1 year plan, just because there may be days that you need to do it that way. All right. So let's wrap this up. Over this two part series, we've looked at Bible resources, so that we can study the Bible better. Using these items are vitally important to your growth in life, and they will also prepare you for future difficulties. What you're doing right now is going to help you in the future when you are hurt really bad. I mean, Mom's going through a tough time. She's not as sharp as she told me on the phone. I think my role with her is so much different than my brothers and sister, but I'm her counselor. Is basically, so she runs ideas by me or worries by me, and we talk about them, and that's fine. I'm happy to help her with that. And she said, I'm just afraid someday I'm going to lose my mind totally. And I said, you're having more difficulties, but tell yourself the truth. I mean, okay, I'm having a little more difficulty now thinking. However, I still can think clearly on these things, and you're going to have to make your mind focus on the positive things of your life right now. And stay away from that other stuff, the worries on the future. And I said, besides that, every day I pray for you that God will keep you mentally strong. And I intend to keep praying that until the day God says your time on earth is done. So, you know, now, what you're doing now is going to prepare you for what if you went through what Mom's going through. She has probably the beginning stages of dementia, not real bad so far. She's still able to live on her own, and I installed cams all throughout her house except private areas, and now the family can watch on her. And in fact, the doctor told my brother Steve, he said, the plan you all have is better than a nursing home. That's what he told him. And he said, because you have cams to keep an eye on her, and number two, you have a schedule where you're all taking turns dropping in the morning for a short while and another group in the evening. And the way you're able, I can tell when Mom goes to bed. I got one on her second floor aimed at the end of the hall toward her bedroom doors. She does not close the bedroom doors unless she's going to sleep or she is asleep. So I know, Mom, she's averaging 6 p.m. now and going to bed. But I can see her falling asleep in the middle of the living room on the couch with her feet propped up, and she wiggles her toes every once in a while like I do. I did the same thing. I didn't even know she did that. And so we can check on her and that kind of thing. But that's a tough time in life. Who wants to live like that? Did Mom want to lose her husband, my dad? I mean, he was awesome to her, incredibly awesome to her. And that was probably the hardest time of her entire life. Well, now, what you're doing now and finding answers when you have struggles is what is going to prepare you for those days. All right? Very, very important. One of the things I'm going to talk to you about, and I don't know which Sunday. I'm going through a very strange time right now. But during the week, God's given me sermons faster than I've ever had them before. And so when that comes on me, I have to stop what I'm doing and get some notes down right away. Because when it comes on me, I got to pay attention to it. I've already got probably 4 or 5 sermons where I've already started on them. Once on Valentine's, the Sunday before Valentine's Day, that thing came to me in an hour yesterday, a full outline on that. And it's a good sermon. And so a lot of that stuff's coming. We're going to talk. One of the things that we may do it next Sunday. Lori and I are going to run down to Branson. The church bought us one night at Cedar Lodge, and so we'll do that Thursday and come back Friday. And so my week's a little bit shorter this week, but this sermon came to me about the importance of close family and close friends. And and it's really got some good insights. You have to keep developing close friends and close family till the day you die. And if you rely on the previous ones that you had, you might as well get ready for depression, because that's what's going to come to you. And when you lose your best, you lost probably your best friend, B, and that had to have been hard. And you're going to have super close friends. You're going to have friends that aren't as close. They're still important. And so that message is coming together where we're going to talk about that. And that, I think that's going to be next Sunday that we're going to discuss that one. So anyway, one final note. I buy a lot of stuff on Amazon and our eBay. I compare prices. And I will give you a clue. eBay is hard to return stuff. Amazon is easy. So if Amazon has it $3 more, and you might return it, get it from Amazon. Do not buy it from eBay. The UPS store in this town is straight down Harrison Street in that little shopping center. And you can be in and out of there, drop your package off, walk out, you're done. Usually takes me 1 minute inside to return something back to Amazon, and they take care of it. And so you got those sources, you got local sources. In Springfield, we're lucky enough to have two really good Bible places that you go to. One is called Redeemed CPO. Redeemed is their used stuff. CPO, they bought out a previous Bible store called CPO, and that's their new stuff. They have brand new stuff in there. So you got that as a source. You got Mardell's, which is kind of a really classy place to go to, and maybe not as good a prices as some places, but not bad. I mean, you can do very, very well. And is that your main source that you go to for your kids' stuff? Is Mardell's? Are you getting that from various places? Okay. Stuff in the past. Where'd you get that little church with the doors open and the little pews inside and the people?
I just got it online. I looked it up like
really? Okay. You ought to see that. The girls showed me that. And they each had made one, and you open up the little doors and there's little pews in there and people inside. And reminded me of that song. And all the peoples. And but anyway, so we have resources. ChristianBook.com is an online place, and sometimes they're cheaper than Amazon. Right now, they got one of the journaling Bibles, ESV Journaling Study Bible, on sale for, I think it's, if you want the hardbound, I think it's $29. If you want the one that looks like leather but ain't, it's $31. And so anyway, there's some resources for you. The main thing with today, as we get ready to close in prayer, and Lee's going to do that for us in just a moment, but is this: read the Bible. Spend time with God. You got to do that. And if you're not doing that, you're going to have a hard time hearing God. And I want a congregation full of people that hear God. All of us. 100% participation. Now that's difficult, but that's what I want. If you said, Mike, do you want a growing church? Is that in your aspirations? Only if God wants us to grow. And how does He want us to grow? Who does He want us to minister? I want us to reach the lost, for sure. But whoever God wants to be a part of this, that's who I want. But my number one goal is not growth. My number one goal is spiritual growth. So we have a group of people that say, you know, Pastor Mike, I feel led to do this. I feel led to do that. And then we see what God wants to do with this place. And so that's one of my other sermons that's coming later on, where we're going to talk about vision, the vision that God will have for us as a congregation. And that'll be a part of that. All right, I'm going to let you close us out, Lee.
Would you stand with me, please? Father, I thank you that we live in a country where we can gather together in your name and listen to the sermons that you have given to Pastor Mike. I pray that you will lead us in the study of your holy word, and you would speak to the hearts of your people and guide and direct us in the way we should go. Be with us as we go from this place. Guide and direct us in all that we say and do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.